listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday. It's the end of the broadcast week, so it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. We've got four soundbites to play for you. After we played them, we'd like to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943 with your votes. Talk back at issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package, which is a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crusum, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad, and it goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Joy Pullman. Here she is describing how she deviated from the feminist life script.
The basic theme of the feminist life script is work hard in school, go to college, then get established in your career, maybe buy a house, and then think about getting married and having kids. That's basically the script. And I come from a conservative politically and a devoutly religious family, and I've maintained both of those things, you know, through adulthood. So you wouldn't expect me to be someone who would set expectations for my life that, you know, really fit feminism better than I think they fit, you know, Christianity or even conservative political ideas. And I didn't realize that, of course, until soon after I got married. I was in D.C. at my first big job. I was very excited to be there. You know, everything was going according to plan. And then I started, I'm laughing now because I recognize the symptoms now very well, but at the time I had no idea what was going on. My body started to act crazy. I was hungry and tired and sick all the time. You know, and then I decided to take a pregnancy test finally, and of course I was pregnant, and so I was devastated. Completely devastated. And again, I mean, in high school, I was the leader of our state youth, you know, pro-life organization. So, you know, I'm pro-babies ideologically, but in real life, I did not have a mentality or make choices or want to make choices that really supported my pro-life orientation. So having that baby really did throw me off the script. The day I started to stop being a feminist was the day I saw, you know, the positive pregnancy test. Because everything about having a baby and having a family has very slowly but over time completely changed my mind on all these very important fundamental things. And so thank God for that baby. God used him to redeem me from an anti-human orientation that I didn't even know that I had.
That's soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, going off the feminist script. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, December the 14th, playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number two. It's from Pastor Peter Bender, recounting a conversation with a cohabiting couple.
So, John, I notice that you have the same address. Does that mean you're living together? Well, yes, he said, but we're not having sexual intercourse. And I wish you could have been there to see the picture unfold. He says that to me, and she abruptly turned and looked straight at him as if to say, "What are you saying? You just flat out lied to the pastor." And I said, "Oh, really? You're not having sexual relations." "Well, yes, we are." "I see. So you're living under the same roof, you're sharing meals, you're sharing expenses, you're sharing the marriage bed. Why do you want to get married?" And they both said, "Well, because that has a commitment to it." "I see. So then you are not committed to each other now." And he said, "No." And again, she turned and looked at him. "What are you saying? We're not committed." And in that act, you see, that gesture of hers, she indicated what everybody knows fundamentally to be true, whether they are trying to deny the biblical testimony about what marriage is, and that is that that sexual relation called intercourse implies commitment. It is not the casual thing that so many try to claim that it is. And I said, so you're not committed to each other? And he said, no. But if you were married, then you would be. Right. And she's kind of rolling her eyes. And I said, so it would be all right if Jane wanted to come home with me tonight. And he said, yes. And then her jaw dropped almost to the floor. The discussion didn't go too well for the two of them after that because they had a completely different view. And she, of course, understood that if he was willing to say that about her, then what is he perhaps doing on the side of their relationship? Make a long story short, they did not end up going through with catechesis and being married in our church. In fact, they ended up not getting married at all. So there's a little bit about how sexuality and the practice of sexual intercourse implies commitment and fidelity.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, recounting a conversation with a cohabiting couple. Vote for that one to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, answering the question why America has relatively less Islamic terrorism than European countries.
The only reason in the United States you don't have these problems to the same degree is that there are so few Muslims in the United States in comparison with the total population. I tell you, if you had more Muslims per cubic inch, you would have exactly the same kind of difficulties. And after all, I think none of us can forget the Twin Towers, right? Which was motivated exactly the same way as this terrorist attack in Strasbourg. The guy in Strasbourg is yelling, Allah is powerful, as he shoots people down. And the people who were in charge of the Twin Tower misery were taking exactly the same kind of attitude. You don't find that kind of thing being done by Christians anywhere under any circumstances. You can bring up the Crusades if you want, but let me tell you, that was quite a while ago, and now in the 21st century, if you want terrorism, you go to Islam. That's where you find it.
So that's soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, why America has less Islamic terrorism than Europe. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, by the way, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so there, facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC. We need to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, that's very important, and where you listen. Get ready to vote because here comes soundbite number four. And after soundbite number four, we'll take a break and start taking your votes for issues, etc. Soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four this week comes from Pastor Paul McCain explaining the difference between being comfortable with sin or comforted when you sin.
Jesus Christ said, bring forth fruits in keeping with repentance. What else does that mean? He doesn't say, keep on sinning, don't worry, don't feel too bad about it, don't sweat it. I was talking to a friend the other day, and I think there's a difference between learning to live with sin and learning to live with sin in the sense that you repent of it and learn from the errors and move forward in God's forgiving grace. But we don't preach the gospel to people to make them comfortable with sin. We preach it to comfort them when they sin. There's a huge difference. And I grow very concerned that I'll talk about myself. I mean, it's way too easy for me to be comfortable with my sin. And boy, we all play all kinds of mind games, don't we? To excuse ourselves, to justify ourselves. Oh, well, just that once. It doesn't matter. Oh, it's okay. Don't feel too bad about it. You know, and it's so stupid because there is Jesus Christ. There is my loving Heavenly Father waiting for me, as He always does, when I, as a prodigal son, come to my senses and come running back home to Him. He throws me a party. He feeds me with the Lord's Supper. He welcomes me back into the family. This is an ongoing thing.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, comfortable with sin or comforted when you sin. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. We will take a break, and on the other side of the break, we'll start taking your phone calls, voting for issues, etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. We get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated independently and in the black for 10 consecutive years. With 3 weeks left in 2018, we're $77,000 short of projected expenses. Please make a year-end tax-deductible gift to support this worldwide outreach. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During December, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to their Ministry of the Month, Ministry Focus. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Here are the candidates for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, the 14th of December. Soundbite number one, Joy Pullman, going off the feminist script. Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, recounting a conversation with a cohabiting couple. Soundbite number three, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, why America has less Islamic terrorism than Europe. And soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, comfortable with sin or comforted when you sin. Here's how you vote, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. We need to know where you're listening and why you're voting for that soundbite. That reason is very important. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Let's go first to Jeff, who's listening in Tampa, Florida. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Pastor Wilkins. Pastor Bender gets my vote with that brilliant and insightful wisdom from the Holy Spirit.
Thank you very much, Jeff, and thanks for listening in Florida. You notice he just asked honest questions. There were no traps laid. He just asked honest questions. Good pastoral practice there. Nicola listens in Wisconsin. I'm voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender. Cohabitation has become so normalized in our culture that you could easily see this scene being played out on a sitcom for laughs. But in reality, when people believe the lie that sexual relations just require romantic feelings and mutual consent rather than the commitment of marriage vows, it often leads to heartbreak. While we often hear of broken homes when couples divorce, cohabiting couples are putting all their effort into building a home that is already broken, as we see in this example. Michael in Chelsea, Minnesota says, "I vote for Pastor Bender's soundbite on marriage because it plainly refutes the lie that intimacy has no effect. It also confirms that humans are made in God's image because the sexual revolution would have people acting as mere beasts." You're right there, Matthew, and thanks for listening in Michigan. In Florida, Aaron says, "Again, another great bunch of soundbites, making it hard to choose just one. My vote is going to be for Dr. Montgomery, soundbite number 3 on why America has less Islamic terrorism than Europe. We live in a schizophrenic age. We are not supposed to be prejudicial against the Muslim community, but we have to face the fact that the last few centuries, well over 99% of terrorist attacks have been committed by Muslims. For a so-called religion of peace, a lot of blood has been spilled by its adherents. Thank you very much for your vote as well." Alice listens in Illinois. "I vote for number 2, Pastor Peter Bender. It was an excellent example of male and female concepts of a relationship and what commitment really means, why they should not be living together." Thanks, Alice, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Randy listens in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's also voting for soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender. He says, "I appreciate the emphasis on commitment and how the true feelings of a relationship were revealed." Robert listens in Texas, and he's voting for soundbite number 4, Pastor Paul McCain. He says, "Pastor McCain rightly describes the struggle we Christians face of either being so law-focused that we are driven to despair by our sin, or flirting with antinomianism and thinking, I love to sin and God loves to forgive. What a deal. But we need to do what Pastor McCain says and repent of our sin, come back to God, and receive his grace." Thanks for listening in Texas, Robert. Sean listens in New York City. He says, "While I'm always divided because your guests are so informed on the point, I vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Paul McCain. Just like I need to hear the gospel every week at church, so I also need to be constantly reminded that my Father in heaven is ready to receive me when I sin every time. God bless," says Sean. Joy listens in Lindale, Texas. "Don't feel bad, it doesn't matter, or just this once. For soundbite number 4, I take comfort in Pastor McCain's wrap-up with the loving father to our prodigal selves." Thanks, Joy. Brian is in Elgin, Illinois, and he's also voting for soundbite number 4. "When we become comfortable with our own sin, we end up not only losing the law because we are comfortable with breaking it, but also devaluing the gospel." Brian, thank you very much. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number 2, Pastor Peter Bender, recounting a conversation with a cohabiting couple.
So, John, I notice that you have the same address. Does that mean you're living together? "Well, yes," he said, "but we're not having sexual intercourse." And I wish you could have been there to see the picture unfold. He says that to me, and she abruptly turned and looked straight at him as if to say, "What are you saying? You just flat out lied to the pastor." And I said, "Oh, really? You're not having sexual relations?" "Well, yes, we are." "I see. So you're living under the same roof, you're sharing meals, you're sharing expenses, you're sharing the marriage bed. Why do you want to get married?" And they both said, "Well, because that has a commitment to it." "I see. So then you are not committed to each other now." And he said, "No." And again, she turned and looked at him. "What are you saying? We're not committed." And in that act, you see, that gesture of hers, she indicated what everybody knows fundamentally to be true, whether they are trying to deny the biblical testimony about what marriage is. And that is that that sexual relation called intercourse implies commitment. It is not the casual thing that so many try to claim that it is. And I said, "So you're not committed to each other?" And he said, "No. But if you were married, then you would be." "Right." And she's kind of rolling her eyes. And I said, "So it would be all right if Jane wanted to come home with me tonight?" And he said, "Yes." And then her jaw dropped almost to the floor. The discussion didn't go too well for the two of them after that because they had a completely different view. And she, of course, understood that if he was willing to say that about her, then what is he perhaps doing on the side of their relationship? Make a long story short, they did not end up going through with catechesis and being married in our church. In fact, they ended up not getting married at all. So there's a little bit about how sexuality and the practice of sexual intercourse implies commitment and fidelity.
That's soundbite number two, the winner of Issues, Etc. soundbite, according to your votes. Pastor Peter Bender recounting a conversation with a cohabiting couple. The LPR bundle package goes to Nicola in Wisconsin. If you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. The Lutheran Witness magazine would make a great Christmas gift. It's available in print and online. The Lutheran Witness interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. Find out more at cph.org/witness, the Lutheran Witness magazine. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Obadiah, shortest Old Testament book. We will look forward to the feast and festival of Thomas the Apostle with Pastor David Peterson. We'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. That's a special version of this. And we'll also have an Issues Etc. tradition asking you to answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? That's all next week on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.